This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is how mankind is. This is how humans are. When we know the reward of an action we do, we get motivated and inspired. Hey there, in worldly matters and in religious matters. I say to your brother, come cut the grass. I give you $500. Bismillah, I'll cut the grass. I know what the reward is. Everyone goes to work because there's a pay at the end of the week. You're looking forward to it. There's a reward. It motivates you, right? Alongside the other qualities you're supposed to have of honesty and integrity in your work, you're motivated. When there's an increase, when there's a pay rise, huh? There's more effort. Like Ramadan is a month of pay rise. Hasanat are multiplied. The goodness is multiplied. Al-khayr is open. Tayyib, it should motivate more. But how can you be motivated if you don't know the reward of Ramadan? Shift the problem. When you lose motivation, you need to turn back to the books of the hadith that discuss the reward and the merit of the virtue of Ramadan. Heck, the human being, that's how he is. Most of the Quran and the ahadith about virtues, virtues, virtues. What reward you get for this worship and what you get for that. And we find encouragement in this. Tayyib, you need to understand, what's the biggest reward you get for fasting Ramadan? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Every single fasting of the year is only voluntary. Whether it's Ashura, whether it's Arafah, whatever it is, all of it is voluntary. The only obligatory month and days to fast is Ramadan. It doesn't come all the time. It comes once a month only, once a year. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, there is nothing that brings the servant closer to Allah more than him doing that which Allah prescribed and obligated upon him. The most beloved thing which will bring the slave closer to Allah is that which Allah made obligatory upon him. That's the biggest gift. Every single day you fast of Ramadan, the biggest thing you are earning is al-qurba min Allah. You are being drawing nearer and nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Come close to Allah. How do you come close to Allah? By fulfilling the obligations. Ramadan fasting is the biggest deed that a person does that is continuous non-stop. You fast how many hours? 12 hours? 13 hours? Can you read the Quran for 13 hours non-stop? Can you pray for 13 hours non-stop? Can you make dua for 13 hours non-stop? You can't. No one can do it. Amma fasting, the most continuous, longest worship that you remain in worship from the beginning to the end. The majority of the month is going to be spent in fasting an obligation. Then how close is this going to bring a person to Allah Azza wa Jal? This is a reward, al-qurba min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.